Jorge, this is a job with Bank of Cardiff. I was returning your call. You requested a call at this time. You were interested in financing with us.
Yes.
Yeah. So, what are you looking to do?
Well, do you guys lend money?
Yes, we do lend money.
Weekly or daily or monthly?
We have all three options.
Okay, well, can you send an application so we can fill it up?
Yeah, I can do that. Let me just verify a couple pieces of information I have on file here, and I'll be able to send it over to you. Just want to make sure we got the, you know, the company name and all the good stuff. Is the company name El Center de los Aries, Inc.?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And what is the structure of your company?
It's an air conditioning company.
It's air conditioning. Okay. Sounds good. Do you do installation and repairs?
Yes, service installation repairs.
Installation and repairs. How's business been for you?
It's okay. Okay.
That's okay. It's a little slow.
Right now, yeah, it's slow. It's maybe a couple of weeks it's gonna start picking up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're in between the seasons, you know, have the winter, and stuff. And you still have the summer coming up now, so that's good. And are you the... Yeah, and then are you the only owner, or you got a couple owners?
No, I'm the owner.
You're the owner, 100%. Okay. Okay, and then are you a LLC, a sole prop, corporation?
Incorporated.
Okay. All right. And how long have you been in business for?
1 year, year and a couple of months, I think.
Year and a couple of months? Okay.
Yeah, 1 year and a couple of months, yeah.
Okay. And your address still at 6415 Kindness CV, Memphis,
yeah.
Tennessee? Okay, perfect. All right, and your phone number, the one I called you, and then I have your cell phone number, too, at 901-629-2892?
Yes.
Okay, and is the email the japantenco@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll go ahead and send that to that email. And then do you have a website for your business?
No, I don't.
Okay, not a problem. Just wondering. All right. So let's see here. So how much money are you looking for?
$30,000.
Okay. And what are you looking to use the $30,000 for?
Inventory, supplies.
Inventory, supplies. Getting ready for the summer, right?
Summer, yeah.
Okay. And this inventory, is it just to buy like more units, heating units, air AC units?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. How much do those usually cost? I'm just kind of curious.
Each unit?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the condenser costs about $1,200, the furnace about $450, the coil about $450. You know, it might cost...
Oh, like $1,000, huh?
Yeah.
About $1,000 a piece. Okay.
Yeah. About $1,000.
Okay. Okay, so you're looking to buy like 30 units then, or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. About 30 units. All right, getting ready for summer. Sorry, just taking a little bit of notes here.
Okay.
All right. And then are these going to be new or used? These are new, right?
New.
New, okay. Okay. And how did, you've been in business for a year and a couple months. How long have you been in the industry?
Oh, I've been in the industry for 45 years.
45 years? Wow. That's a long time.
I've been doing this since 13 years old.
Oh, wow. You must be an expert at it, then. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How's the competition out there? Is there a lot of, the same type of business out there? Or are you, like, one of the few?
We're the only Hispanic company, in this area, so that's good for us. But yeah, but there's competition. There's a lot of companies. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of competition.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah.
The closest competition, I don't have any because I'm the only Hispanic, the headline to do the work.
Right. That's good. Being bilingual is very useful. I'm Chinese, so it's whenever I go somewhere, I can always help them, and it gives you like the upper hand in certain parts, so that's good.
No.
Yeah. Okay. And have you gone to your, the bank that you normally use already to see if they are able to get you this type of funding?
Excuse me?
Have you gone to your bank to see if, do you already have a line of credit with your bank and you try to use that for purchasing equipment, supplies?
No, not really. We haven't tried the bank yet.
Okay. Yeah, they're slow.
Yeah, they're slow.
Okay. All right. And I know you can buy these, new units for $1,000. How much can you sell that for?
Oh, we sell, let's say we buy the unit, we sell the unit, the lowest we can sell them is for $4,500 in stock.
Oh, wow, $4,500 with installation?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's a really good return on investment then, about 400%.
Yes.
That's good. So you can potentially make like 100... Okay. All right. And then do you have like a timeline on when you have to buy these units by from like the vendor?
Well, probably within a couple of weeks because they need to get prepared for the summer,
Right. Couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where are you from? Located.
Oh, we're located in San Diego, California.
Okay, well, I used to live in San Diego. So.
Oh, yeah? When?
1990.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I live in La Mesa, and I work for a company in downtown.
Nice.
Bennett's Heating and Air Conditioning. Are they still working on there?
Bennett. Maybe we've done business with them before too. We do a lot of business with local. We're in La Jolla and like Mira Mesa area.
Yeah. Really rich people live, huh?
Yeah, we're right before La Jolla. We're basically the border of Mira Mesa and La Jolla, where all the businesses are at.
I used to work in that area because I used to do service mm-hmm. calls also when I was living in San Diego.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of businesses over here. I do see a lot of like heating and air conditioning company here. Actually, there's a lot of different stuff, like even like grass insulation or like lighting, flooring. There's a lot like right around this area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What made you move?
I moved because I was looking for a company, but they didn't want to pay no more. The economy was getting bad.
Uh huh.
So I moved to Chicago.
Chicago? Oh wow, that's a big move.
I started my business over there, and there's more money, more business in Chicago.
Oh, I see. Okay. So basically, you moved over here to Chicago, started a company. Well, yeah, because it's like, it's colder over there, so you might have better you know, better business. So I see your thought process. That's smart.
Yeah.
But I heard the winter this year wasn't too good. It was like warmer. Is that true?
Well, over there in Chicago, the heating season is very good because the heat is very. I mean, the cold is very extreme.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to, when they call you, they really need it. You know, they want you to do it because they don't want to get, you know, they don't want to get too cold.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, so I was doing good in Chicago, but also the weather, you know, it's too extreme, so I had to move like in the middle, you know, places, like something in the middle, in between.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit.
I see. Yeah. So it's like good and bad.
Yes. It's good.
It's good. Okay. That's good to hear. Have you ever thought of moving back, or are you like over there more now?
No.
No, I just want to stay there. Okay. Alrighty, well, I won't keep you much longer here. I just got a few more questions, and then I will be able to send you over the application. I can fill up some of the info for you first, too, so it'll make it easier for you, too.
Okay, all right.
Do you already have a working capital already?
Yeah, we do.
You do, okay. And who is it with?
I think it's Knight Capital.
My Capital, okay.
Knight.
Oh, Knight Capital. Okay. All right. And do you know what the remaining balance you have on there?
Just got it. I'm paying on that one daily. I'm paying $340 daily. So I'm looking for something more comfortable, like maybe a monthly, you know, make a... I don't know if you guys can pay that off and make you guys, you know,
Yeah, we can see what we can do there. Okay, so you're paying $340 a day, and how long is the term for?
7 months.
7 months?
Mm-hmm.
And you say you got it like 2 months ago?
No. 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds good. I'll put in the notes in here. So you just started then?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And do you know what the total payback was and how much the loan was for?
The loan was for $38,000.
Uh-huh. And the total payback?
I think it's $50,000 to pay back.
Okay. All right. Cool. It's kind of expensive. All right. Okay, so I'll put that in the notes there. Let's see here. All right, and then what was your gross annual sales last year?
For the year?
Yeah.
I think it was $250,000.
Okay. And then do you have like, I know it's kind of early in the year, but do you have any kind of like projection on what it might be this year?
We had the one from last year. This year we still... No, we still don't have it yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I know you're buying like about, you know, 20, 30 units of the heating and air conditioning units. Do you have like a big order coming up, or is it just to sit there and, you know, getting ready for the summer?
I need some money to get the units.
Get the units so that you can start getting prepared. So just waiting for the orders. Mm-hmm. Okay. Alrighty. Sounds good. So I'll go ahead and send you the application to the email japantenco at gmail.com.
Okay.
And it's just a one-page app. We just need 6 months of bank statements and most recent tax return.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Okay, yeah, and then do you know when you can get the documents to me?
Well, we're working right now. If I cannot make it today, it's going to be Monday morning.
Monday morning? Okay. Sounds good. I will go ahead and schedule you in for Monday morning, afternoon, because I have to schedule a meeting with the underwriters, and we go over your file. So you can, if you have the chance, so you can send it over the weekend, too, if you want to.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be the first thing I can work on Monday.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Good talking to you, Jorge.
Thanks. Nice to talk to you.
Okay. Give me a call if you have any questions.